Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I want to talk some about willingness and grace. Willingness and grace in relationship to awakening. Or transformation. Beneficent change. Every person that I've listened to who talks about changing, being transformed through a new understanding, has said that they just changed. They saw something new that they didn't see before, and they were different. So, for example, Eckhart Tolle suddenly awakening in the midst of despair. Or Sydney Banks and his sudden enlightenment. Or more subtle shifts of people suddenly feeling intense gratitude for life. They were changed. Not through their own efforts, but by something beyond control. Oftentimes, after people are enlightened, they send instructions as to how to awaken. And for those of us who have not suddenly shifted, I think it's so important to remember that shifting doesn't happen from our own efforts, and yet we need incredible willingness. My favorite teacher said to me when she first met me, "Your desire to awaken is the very thing that's going to get in your way, and without it, you'll never arrive." What is the willingness? What does willingness mean? What can I do to make progress on the path? Understanding seems important to me. Listening to Three Principles practitioners, I often hear people saying things that makes me think they experience thought as something that they create. And this is confusing for me because in my world, that thought is not something I create. Thought is something that I am sent. For me, the phrase, "I am not the thinker," deeply resonates. I am the collaborator. I am not the creator. Willingness is my way of collaborating in the direction of awakening. I am willing to look in the direction of presence, awareness, peace, insight, however you might say it. I am willing to let go of what I want life to be and receive and experience what life sends. Life sends thoughts. Thoughts come alive through consciousness. I experience them. And there is a way to be skillful with that. What I see about that is being skillful with thought means a certain kind of allowing. Let's say I am sent a very unhelpful thought. like this moment is not enough. I feel that in my body. I place my attention on the discomfort of it. And I relax into it. And I allow it to be, and I wait for insight. Something new is coming. I don't know what it is. Before I understood as much as I see now, I would have followed that thought, fed that thought, brought that thought more fully to life. Now I notice when there is discomfort in my being as a result of the thinking, I know the thoughts aren't coming from wisdom, and there is a willingness to experience them. They have been sent, as Rumi says, as a guide from beyond. I relax into them, allow them to pass through the sky of my mind. Nothing to do, nothing to change, nothing to fix. I cannot awaken. If I'm ever to awaken, I will be awoken. Somehow this very thing that I do not want, that has been sent, is somehow what I need. So I can say yes. Relax into it. Don't feed it. Don't run from it. Allow. I hope that you've heard something that reminds you of your own knowing. Whatever does not resonate is not on your path. Trust that there is a teacher within you that knows far better than I do how to help you see what is true. So throw away anything I have said that does not resonate. May you be well. May you know that wellness. May you relax into what life sends, knowing that it is exactly what you need. Until the next time.